Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, boys and girls. We're recording. There used to be a song in the 50s, maybe the late 50s. It was called He's a Rebel. It was sung by a group of...
Welcome to the Spirit of America, a radio show. And as I promised you, an exclusive, and tonight we have it, we are interviewing the Queen of England. Your Majesty, welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show.
Very well. How are you?
Your Majesty, how do you like your tour of the USA?
It's always nice to be in the colonies. I love everybody.
Your Majesty, did you go to Washington to see the President?
No, I'm only going to see white people.
Your Majesty, the President is half white.
I said I'm only going to see white people. I love white people. We have enough trouble with the wogs back home. They're running amok. They're messing up Buckingham Palace. Wearing their burkas. Hiding their faces. Shouting God knows what.
Your Majesty, did you know that President Obama sent back the bust of Winston Churchill to England?
Oh yes, we retaliated. We sent back a Walt Disney star baby.
Your Majesty, were you glad that President Bill Clinton sent Mr. Mitchell over to heal the rift between the Brits and the Irish and bring peace to the Irish people?
Let me tell you something about Bill Clinton. He's a clerk. He's an errand boy. He's sent by clerks to collect a grocery bill. I saw that in Apocalypse Now with Marlon Brando. I love Marlon Brando.
Well, how about the healing process that Mr. Mitchell brought to Ireland?
That jerk. He couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. He should have left us all alone. We're worse off now than we were before. All they do is monkey face for the cameras.
You know that the President Obama is sending Mr. Mitchell to heal the rift between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
A fat chance that would be. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The guy mocked up the Irish peace talks, and now he's going to talk to crazies. He's going to bring them all back to sanity. Yes, of course. Yes, we'll all wait on that one, won't we?
Do you have an illegal alien problem like we do in the United States?
Oh, yes, we have the Pakis. The Pakis are a burden to the entire country. If I had my way, I'd shuffle them all off to Buffalo. But they're chanting in their mosques. They're a disgrace. Do you know they want to put me in a burqa? Could you see me in a burqa? Maybe Prince Charles, but not me.
Your Majesty, I understand that you knighted one of the Beatles. Which one was it?
It was the pimply face one, Paul McCartney. They wanted me to knight John Lennon, but I got to tell you a secret. I hate all those little bugs. I hate Beatles.
Well, how about Mickey Jagger? Would you knight him?
I'd rather see him with his tongue nailed to the gallows floor. The British Invasion, they call themselves. They're nothing but a bunch of drug addicts. Yes, yes, snorting up the world. Was he the one with the purple sunglasses that married the Harry Carey girl? Was that him? John Lennon? Yes, that was him, I think. Yeah, he left to go to the United States because he didn't want to pay the vigorish. to the Queen.
What do you think of Prince Charles marrying Camilla Parker Bowles?
Oh, that's her name, is it? I thought it was Bowles. She has a face like a bowel. Not since Henry VIII have I seen such a horse. Yes, she makes Anna Cleves look like Marilyn Monroe. Yes, do you know that they tried to pass a law that the parents could go to jail for spanking their children? Did you know that? Do you know when they wanted to pass it? They wanted to pass it on a Friday night, but they postponed it because over the weekend Camilla wanted to punish Charles. He had been naughty again. He had to wear those long stockings.
Well, Your Majesty, we thank you for your time. And are there any other states you're going to visit?
Oh, yes, I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to support the people of Arizona. They're the only ones that know what's going on in this country. I love white people, especially the Mexicans.
Your Majesty, did you ever meet Bill Clinton when he was hiding out in London, avoiding the draft?
Oh, yes, I met the bugger. He was bumming marijuana cigarettes on the street, wearing a beard, protesting the war. Boy, what a two-faced bastard he is. He'd sell his mother for a tin whistle. I understand he made $137 million in government. Oh, and he didn't even take off a second collection. And he got a golden saxophone from an Israeli agent who sells arms to the Iranians. He groped me one time on the reception line. Then he said, "I'm sorry, I thought you were Captain Willie." He wanted to know if I deliver pizza wearing a beret. But his wife is the real McCoy. She really is. You know, she's in the book of Revelation. Yes, she's going to be the next president. It's in the book of Revelation. And a beast will appear in the sky. And will have seven heads. And her tail will sweep the stars from the heavens.
Well, that's all the time we have today, Your Majesty. We do thank you for dropping in. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, I love tea parties. I hope the Tea Party wins in November. Get rid of all those bums.
That's it, folks. www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. You heard it here first. Except no substitutes. Did I say substitutes? Yeah. O'Reilly had on two prosecutors, and I thought I said substitutes. Yeah, he had two prosecutors on. I said, yeah. Well, you know, these two women are prosecutors. I said, you know what? It's not a bad profession, but you can't stay in it all your life. And you got to watch out for those STDs. If you can't figure out who to vote for in November, get my book, Spirit of America Party. There are names in there of people not to vote for. And you can't miss it. It's got an American eagle on the cover, and it says, "Take me to the beach." Spirit of America Party.
Remember then, 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 then. Open up for the sea, look at What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Bow, bow, bow. um bocado pra te devorar. Como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Canta o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca. De olho no chifre da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou ficar. Só pra te olhar. Ai, 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 ai. Ai, 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 ai. Ai, 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 ai. Ai, 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 ai. Pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar. Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca. De olho no chifre da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia que eu vou. É debaixo da saia que eu tô. É debaixo que eu vou ficar.
Dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon. Dip a dip a dip, moon, 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 blue moon. Dip a dip a dip, moon, 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 blue moon. Dip a dip a dip, bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb. Dang a dang dang, ding a dong,
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang a dang dang, ding a dong.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really do care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang a dang dang, ding a dong ding, blue.
Oh, 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 oh,
As time goes by. ese amor llega así de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. No te da perdón de Dios. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te ha desaparado. Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro lavando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día lo cuento así de nada. Lo mismo ya callé. Pienso en ti. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Except when that tune clutches my heart. I'll go out of my mind. like an angel. Your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing. Will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I love you, I love you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I gave you all music tonight. I didn't want to ruin your evening with politics. But looking around the world, a couple of observations I'll share with you. Al Jazeera seems to have the best in-depth coverage of the Ukrainian riots, the Venezuelan uprising, definitely Afghan. You'll see footage there of Afghani Taliban. There's a guy embedded with the Taliban, and you can see how these people fight. And there was a sad one in Afghanistan. You know, we got our wounded, we see them here, and we pray for them and we support them. And there was an Afghani soldier for the government, and he got clipped with an IED, and you know when those IEDs go off, they shred, they tear, they destroy. And it really frustrates me that 12 years into this Afghan war, and we still don't have an IED finder. That is an outrage. That is absolute ignorance. There's no way, after the first year, necessity is the mother of invention, that we're allowing these guys to take these hits without having an IED finder. And in this country, there's somebody in a garage that can come up with one, or MIT. So it's frustrating. And this poor Afghani, and he is poor, he's in a very small house, maybe one room or two rooms, and he's laying on a bed and he's paralyzed from, I think, from probably the shoulders down. And he says there's only two people taking care of him, God and his wife. And we all hear how the stories about how Afghanis treat their women. This woman is a faithful woman. She was bringing him water, a cup of water. And he was totally dependent on her. And he says his military is finished with him because he's no longer an able-bodied person. So they've just chucked him. And he was hoping he could come to the United States. And tomorrow I'm going to send Al Jazeera an email and reference that documentary that they showed and see if maybe we can raise some money to bring this guy here. And, of course, the people that own Al Jazeera, they're quite heavy in cash. So we're going to ask them first. The other thing is I watched the people of the Ukraine, and all I saw were tears of pride. pride in their country, for people that don't have much and they're in the hole financially. And I wonder if the IMF plays politics with them. I don't trust the IMF, but I don't know enough about it to condemn them, the International Monetary Fund. But I got a feeling, like all government agencies, they're corrupt. And I watched the young girls and, you know, tear up when they were talking about the stand that they took. And apparently they did it, they played it right. They did it during the Sochi Olympics so that Putin couldn't go Joe Stalin on them. And they signed an agreement last night, and then they took over the palace. And so they did it good. I think his name is Yushchenko. He beelined it to the Russian border. So I wish the Ukrainians well. I hope they get to keep a united country. And but if they can't keep a united country and that river divides it from top to bottom, and they would still have, the West would still have seaside coverage, that would be great. You know, if the Russians and the people that are sympathetic to the Russians in the East want to go with the Soviet Union, and there's no way they can save the whole country, well, give the West a chance to get on their feet. And, of course, I wouldn't count on Europe, and I definitely wouldn't count on Obama to do anything. If I was a country, the last guy I would be looking for help would be Red Line Man. He's a disgrace. He's lost the entire Middle East. He has undone in 5 years what it took Bush 8 years to just keep under control. And he wiped it out. And do you want the proof of the pudding? Bush lost 461 men in Afghanistan in 8 years. Obama has lost over 2,300. He classifies them as NATO troops. The press covers up the casualties. And they always say NATO troops were killed today to be identified later. Yeah, and then they slip the bodies back into the United States. This guy is no good. His party is no good. His party is the Communist Party. You're living the infiltration of the United States government by communists over 60 years. And it has all come to fruition. And if you don't believe me, Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party that were read into the congressional record in 1962. And one of the top priority goals is to control one or both parties in the United States. And they've got it. They've got a party that promotes abortion, drugs, buys votes with taxpayers' money, forces employers to pay more taxes through minimum wage orders. Obama is going to get credit for raising the minimum wage. He didn't spend a dime, and he's going to take half of all the income that's generated by the minimum wage increase. It's another way of robbing you. If Obama really wants to do the right thing, he's got to make the minimum wage increase tax-free for everybody. So the guy that was making $10 is now going to $13. He may go into a new tax bracket, and the government will even take more of his money. So make it tax-free. If you really want to help the poor guy, make it tax-free. So the last song that we're going to do tonight is a tribute to that Afghani soldier who's crippled in a bed, and and in misery and pain. And also for all of the Ukrainian people, all of the people in Venezuela, my God, they're sitting on more oil in Saudi Arabia, and they're poor as church mice. Yet I remember when Chavez took over and seized the oil companies, the oil refineries, and took and robbed the oil companies, okay, backed by Kennedy from Massachusetts. Yeah. And don't you remember he gave Massachusetts a little discount? You know those Citgo stations? He gave them an extra deal. They got a better break on the fuel oil. When we could have our own, we don't need anybody. But Obama wants you to pay $8 a gallon at the pumps. This guy hates this country, man. And he told you you're going to be paying more for energy. Everything he predicts, he does. So what Chavez did, as soon as he took over the oil companies, this one of his first purchases was $1.2 billion to the Russians for AK-47s, and that was to protect the Venezuelan people from killing him. Yeah. And then, of course, he must have bought a few beers for Casey Sheehan's mother, who dragged her son's body into South America for communist votes. Yes, Casey Sheehan's mother is a communist, as is KGB agent Snowden, as is Private Manning, Freedom of Speech Boys, who got a lot of people killed. But you won't hear about that in the communist press, because not only do they lie like Persian rugs, they sweep everything under the Persian rug. So tonight we're dedicating this to all the troops who serve, who got a pay cut from Obama to discourage them from serving their country, who plans to close the commissaries and put their wives out of work that have part-time jobs there. Yes, this guy hates the U.S. military as sure as he makes Marines hold his umbrella. He hates the U.S. military. And I'm endorsing General McChrystal for president. We need a military officer to take back this country. We have lost it. We have lost it to the Communist Party of America, formerly the Democrats. The Democrat Party is now the Rhino Party. So, Venezuela, all the troops that are in the field tonight, that one Afghani laying on a bed, making the most of a miserable life, the people in Venezuela, the people in Syria who are being butchered by Bashar al-Assad while Obama looks the other way and John McCain and Lindsey Graham make big speeches, but it's all empty words. So for all the victims in the world down in Africa that are being murdered because they're Christian by Muslims, religious Muslims, deeply religious Muslims, like the deeply religious Muslims that flew two planes into the World Trade Center. They are martyrs. Osama bin Laden is a saint. And that's what we're up against. And we've got a candy-ass government that won't do a Shiite about anything. So, like that guy laying in the Afghani bed, who says the only two people that love him are God and his wife. We dedicate this song to all you guys out there.
Draw me close. let me go. I lay it all down again. Oh, I hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Cause nothing else can take your place. Oh, no, no. Feel the warmth in your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. Bring me back. Oh,
you know the words you sing along.
Jesus,
draw me close to you.
Yeah.
You sing. Never let me go.
Never let me go.
Before you go home, sing it softly.